The end of a dark chapter for France today. Maurice Papon was the highest-ranking Frenchman convicted of collaborating with the Nazis in World War II. He died today in Paris at the age of 96. Papon was a brilliant politician who kept his Nazi past hidden until 1981, when a scholar uncovered secret documents. The records linked him to the arrest and deportation of nearly 1,700 Jews in southwest France. After the war, Papon had a successful political career. He was Paris police chief and in 1978 became France's budget minister. When his Nazi past surfaced, Jewish organizations pushed for his prosecution. Joe Norman was a lawyer for one of the groups.
It's difficult to have sympathy for this man who had no conscience, no heart, who was able to send in deportation very old people and also children.
Papon finally faced trial in Bordeaux in 1998, and the proceedings became an uncomfortable reminder of France's Nazi past. Children of Jews deported by the Nazis testified against him. Papon said he'd only been following orders. In this BBC interview in 1997, Papon said he was a scapegoat.
Le sentiment d'être une sorte de victime expiatoire.
Papon was convicted of complicity but was found not guilty in the deaths of the deportees. He briefly escaped to Switzerland and later served only 3 years of a 10-year sentence. He was released in 2002 because of ill health. Today, following Papon's death, the head of the French Association of Jewish Students said, quote, "We will remember him not just as a criminal, but also as a symbol of the responsibility of the French state in the attempt to destroy Jews in Europe."